This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is on jury duty. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Early this morning, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake shook Yogyakarta in Indonesia. More than 2,900 people are reported dead. Thousands more are injured. John Budd is the head of communications for UNICEF for Indonesia, and he joins us now from Jakarta, which is about 250 miles north and east of the quake zone. Mr. Budd, could you tell me what you've been hearing about the situation in Yogyakarta in terms of casualties and the extent of the damage?
UNICEF has three people in Yogyakarta as we speak. One of them is working in emergency health surgery to help people or victims, and the other two are doing assessments. They've advised me that there is a major problem. They actually have described Yogyakarta as a real disaster zone. It has 10% of all the buildings in that area have been damaged. We have 4,000 houses which have been destroyed, and we've got one hospital and six health centres that have also been knocked out. The president is up there in Yogyakarta, and he has asked everybody to stay outside, stay in tents. Many people are just milling around in the outside because they're terrified there may be another earthquake.
Yogyakarta is a major city, a big city, and it has an international airport. So what kinds of things will they need, and will it be easier to get supplies to them?
The communication, both telecommunication and land transport and air transport, has actually been knocked out. There's no railway provision also going into the city. Bridges have knocked out many of the access routes into Yogyakarta as well as internally within the area. And on top of that, the airport, the terminal building was destroyed, and I understand that the airstrip itself has been damaged, although I can't confirm that. So all air transport, road transport, rail transport is either limited or stopped. Telecommunications is difficult with the area. You can get through on mobile phones or cell phones, but it's intermittent and difficult. The landlines are down, and electricity is also down in many parts of the area. And the surrounding area as well, which is going to make relief work for the government and also for any agencies which would work in that area particularly difficult. UNICEF has on standby substantial amounts of emergency supplies to be sent in there, and one of our key tasks now is working out the fastest way we can get that material into Yogyakarta.
John Budd is head of communications for UNICEF in Indonesia. He spoke to us from Jakarta. Mr. Budd, thanks very much.
Thank you.